The information about the Newtown killing of 21st graders and six adults reached us almost immediately through cable TV news, satellite, and the internet. It brought the tragedy halfway across the country right into our homes here on the North Shore and in the North Woods. While we are far away in mileage, we have been drawn to Connecticut to share in the sadness and questions that always result from a mass shooting. Lucy Perpich from the Violence Prevention Center here in Grand Marais is here to talk with us about Newtown, Connecticut, and what it might mean for us. And we live in a community that's fairly isolated, but through technology, we get the information on Newtown quickly and completely. What impact do you see in our community from the immediate availability of such information?
When I found out, I had turned on the news on my lunch break, and that's how I had found out. But I had gone on Facebook probably about 20 minutes after, because it's funny, but my generation, I feel like when something like this happens, your immediate reaction is to go and see what other people are saying. And that can be healthy, and that can be really unhealthy. There are blogs about it. There are, you know, people have created, websites with petitions, things. Mm-hmm. I mean, that there, all of this stuff in Facebook, there's so many people that are saying so many things, and everybody knows about it. And I think that we're connected because we're a community. We're a community that's separated by miles, but we're also a community. We have a school. We have parents here. We're a really family-oriented community. And I think that's why it affects us, because we're human beings. And this is human beings doing this to other human beings.
So the impact in our community is like it is in other communities around the
country. Definitely. Okay. You've seen really similar. I mean, like I said, Facebook, you're connected to people who are in several different communities, sometimes several different countries, and they all have the same reaction. You know, they're horrified, they're disgusted, they're in shock, they're so upset, they're so sad. And that's the reaction that you get, and that's how you know how other people are. I mean, that sometimes, you know, you get news about something like a friend, a death, and it's upsetting, and you move on because it's kind of like an out of sight, out of mind thing. You have your grieving process, which is the normal grieving process, but when there's so much information and there's so many opinions and there's so much false information too, opinions about so many different things, it's really difficult to kind of move on from where are we now to where we're going to be.
Do you think there's too much information?
I think that people are giving their opinions very decidedly, and they're taking things that they have heard that may or may not be true. And I encourage people to not necessarily rant on Facebook or to rant on public websites about what you believe caused this or what the opinions are, because it doesn't mean that your opinion's right or wrong, and then that's not the point. It's the point is that somebody is going to see this, somebody who is directly affected by this. I mean, it's not helping these families heal. It's not helping yourself heal to put blame on certain parties or to take blame away from other parties.
And I know the authorities in Connecticut have warned people to be careful of what they're saying on the social media sites, because a lot of false information is going out. Now, how can we make use of what we learned from Newtown to make our own community safer and better?
I think that when people experience a tragedy, you can take it in a couple different ways. It's absolutely horrific, and your body, your physical being needs time to react. But when you do react, you can decide what to do with this. You can decide to make this a defining moment in your life. I've had personal tragedies, and I've decided to make those things a defining moment in my life. When you look at our society and you look at what happened in Newtown, you can decide we are broken, and there is something that we need to do, whether it's mental health services, whether it's whatever. That's something that's really important. So turning this into just not, this is really unfortunate, let's move on. You could turn it into let's make ourselves better. And how do we do that? We start from the homes, talking to our children. It's really, really difficult to talk to your kids about this, especially since all of the children that were killed in this incident were 6 and 7. So, you know, you're talking to other children, you know, your children who are afraid to go to school, who are afraid to, you know, wondering, confused, why did this happen? And you can talk about in a very simplistic way, because we have to remember as adults, we have our own anxieties and our own, you know, complex thoughts about what happened here. And to be projected on our children is just not the best way. So they're going to hear you talking. They're going to hear things on the news. They're going to hear things on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's important to have that conversation with them first instead of avoiding it, because you know that they're going to hear it. So it's better if they hear it from you than from hearing these different things on social media websites or on the news where they can't ask questions. So creating a safe space also for your children to ask questions and to talk about it really sends the message that it's okay to talk about this. This is something awful that happened, but we need to talk about it, because that's part of the healing process as well.
So you would talk with them at a level of their understanding, right. Not of our adult understanding.
Exactly. We don't have to go into, you know, exactly what happened. We just say, you know, the person that did this was very sick, but he's not out there anymore. Mm-hmm. He's not someone that can hurt you anymore. So, you know, I don't want you to be afraid.
And that the adults in your life are working to keep you as safe as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I can't think of any parent that didn't hear this and go home and hug their children a little mm-hmm. bit tighter.
Well, what can the Violence Prevention Center do to help us deal with situations like this?
It's so important to make room in your life for healing, and that's something that talking about it is just making that room in your life to help yourself heal and to help your family heal with what happened. I think that that talking about it is incredibly important, because like I was talking about, talking with your children, you have mm-hmm. to say it in a very simplistic way, almost in a matter of fact way. And for humans, we have so many more questions, we have so many more frustrations. That's not fair to talk to your children about, because they don't understand, and it's yet, and it's not fair to keep it inside, because we don't have an ultimate or an unlimited source of ability to help somebody else. We all need to talk about those things. So that's something that we can talk about too at the Violence Prevention Center. Also, at the Violence Prevention Center, we, you know, make referrals. We talk to different mental health professionals. We do. So, you know, early intervention in these types of cases is incredibly important. And I feel like when you have a community based on nonprofits, we have a couple of nonprofits here, and you find that early intervention is a lot easier, because there's a lot more people, a lot more systems looking out for each other.
Okay, so if people have concerns in that, they can talk with you
Definitely.
And Jody at the Violence Prevention Center.
Yeah.
What's the phone number over there?
It is 218-387-1262 or 218-387-1237.
And how can they reach you by email?
hopeforyou@boreal.org.
And that's a four number.
The number four and the letter U.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Lucy Perpich of the Violence Prevention Center, for joining us this morning to discuss the aftermath of the Newtown mass shooting
Thank
and
you.
How it might affect us.